Welcome to Church Unfiltered with Dr. Anthony Copps, a leadership podcast brought to you by Breakthrough Ministry Consulting.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Church Unfiltered, where we are powered by Breakthrough Ministry Consulting, where we help pastors and church leaders to answer questions that they are really asking. Today, I want to dive into our content. I want to immediately dive into our content and talk about how to be a better leader. We want to be better leaders, and we want to empower and encourage our listeners to be better leaders. And so I want to talk today about a tool that I use, a tool that I became certified in coaching using the Gallup Strengths, Clifton Strengths Assessment. That's the formal title, the Clifton Strengths Assessment. Some of you may have known it by Strength Finders. It's been around for a while, and many people have taken this assessment, especially if you work in higher education or you work in a strengths-based company. Typically, they use this assessment as one of the ways to help people to know a little bit more about themselves. And here's the reason why I wanted to use this particular tool over so many others. There's so many others that are out there. The Myers-Briggs Assessment Inventory is out there. The Enneagram is one of the latest and most popular assessments that are out there, or tools that are out there. Of course, you have so many others that are out there. The DISC assessment. Here's the reason why I chose and I particularly like the Gallup Strengths Assessment is because it helps you to focus in on your strengths. It helps you to focus in on your strengths. We'll talk about that in just a moment because it's so easy for us to focus in on our weaknesses, but this helps you to focus in on your strengths. The whole premise of the data that was collected, the research that was done in developing the Gallup Strengths Assessment is based upon helping people to lead, helping people to be able to understand themselves based upon their strengths, not on their weaknesses. And so another reason that I chose this particular tool to focus in on, and I was excited, super excited to get certified in coaching this, is because it reminds me of something. It reminds me of scripture. It reminds me of scripture. How does it remind me of scripture? I'm glad you asked that question. It reminds me of scripture and things in scripture or people in scripture because it does focus in on your strengths. I think about God calling Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God called Jeremiah to be a prophet, and he says, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I ordained you a prophet." Here's the thing that was happening in that text. God was calling Jeremiah to be a prophet for him, and Jeremiah automatically was going to his weaknesses. I'm a young man. I don't know how to speak very well. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. So he started focusing in on his weaknesses. We can see that in the example of Gideon. Gideon is called to help to be one of the judges. And the first thing he begins to do is say, "I'm from one of the least tribes. Who am I that you are calling? Are you sure that you want me?" He focuses in on his weaknesses. And in those calls, we see God respond to them, not only those guys, but others, so many others that happened to as well. He focuses in on our strengths, on their strengths, the people that he called. Jeremiah, he says, "Listen, I knew you before you were even formed. I ordained you. I gave you an assignment. I knew what you were going to do. I knew your future. It was bright." It is bright, even though he had to go through a lot of things. But the point is, God focused in on his strengths. And when he was calling him, he took his focus off of his weaknesses and put it upon his strengths. Same thing happened with Moses. And we can go on and on of how God did that. So that's why when I look at the Gallup Strengths Assessment and the fact that it is based upon pushing people to understand their strengths and knowing their strengths and operating and developing their strengths to become better leaders, better people individually, that's why it stands out to me as one of the best, if not the best, tool that can be used to develop leaders. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk about it, and it's relevant to pastors and to everyone who is listening, entrepreneurs, business owners. It's relevant to each of us because we all can take it. It's not exclusive to one group. It is relevant to all. Here's why I want to say this to pastors. I have pastored. I've been a senior pastor. I've been a youth pastor. I've been all types of things. And I'm an executive pastor now. When I first started off in this thing, I was taught how to pastor, but I was not taught how to lead. I want to say that again, because I want someone to catch this. I want someone to hear this and how important it is for us to not only know how to pastor, not only know how to preach, but we know how to lead people. Leading people requires a certain skill set and understanding of how to be able to mobilize people and motivate people. That's leadership. That's leadership. Development is so important. We've talked about this. We talked about this with a recent episode that we had with my friend DC Marshall, and how we talked about that there's a difference between pastoral development and leadership development. Most of us focus in on pastoral development and not leadership development. This is one of those tools, though. This is one of those tools. Let me broaden this, because anyone listening, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to do that. If you go to Gallup.com, G-A-L-L-U-P. Gallup, of course, is a reputable organization, been around for years and does major research and collects data that helps companies, Fortune 500 companies, helps nonprofit agencies doing all sorts of things to help develop their staff, their teams. And so it is so much we can learn from that organization and this assessment in particular. In a future episode, I'm going to bring on a couple of Gallup certified coaches along with myself, and we'll talk about some additional things. But I am launching an opportunity for us to be able to offer that with Breakthrough Ministry Consulting. I want every pastor, every person that's listening now, if you're a business owner, if you're a leader of your family, I want you to enter into an opportunity to receive coaching on this. Here's why. Because we take all these assessments, Myers-Briggs, we take the DISC assessment, we take all these, the Enneagram, we take all of that. But if you don't know what to do with the results, those results will just sit there. How many of us can testify to that? That we've taken all types of inventories and assessments, but they just sit there. The results just sit there because we don't know what to do with it. That's where a coach comes into play. And that's what I want to offer to each and every one of you. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be pushing on that and making sure that we help to develop leaders. We help to develop leaders and that we equip you to develop leaders as well. So what is this? What is this Gallup strength? What's so significant about it? I'm going to read a few things, a couple of things from the website, but then I'm going to share with you some of my personal results as well. The Gallup assessment, basically you sit down for about 30 minutes. You take this assessment. It gives you the results that are broken down into what is called 34. It's about 34 themes. And these themes basically are a list of strengths, a list of talents that are there for you to be able to dive a little deeper into. And it separates it, it divides it up depending upon how you answer the question. So these 34 themes or talents offer insight into how you are wired. I want you to catch that. I want you to write that down. These insights, these 34 themes or talents offer insight into how you are wired, how you are wired. Keep that in mind. Very important for us to understand that, because it tells us, it gives us a glimpse of how we respond to things. It gives us a glimpse of why we lead the way that we lead. It gives us a glimpse of why we react to certain things the way we do, or why we do the things we do. It is a great, great tool of showing you and teaching you and helping you to be able to identify how you are wired. So these 34 talents, these 34 themes, it does not mean that it is, they are ranked from 1 to 34, but that is just, of course, based upon how you answer your questions. So what we typically do, we look at the top 10, but the top five especially. The top five are primarily how you respond to things, how you lead. And that is why you need a coach. You need someone to be able to walk you through it And this thing. Now, you could do it on your own. I don't want to say that you have to have a coach, but it certainly helps to have someone who can walk with you and be able to help you to navigate an understanding of your top five strengths or your top 10 and how you can apply that to the context of your job, of your home, of whatever decisions you have to make, different things like that. That's what this is about. That's how this can help you to become a better leader. Why is this so important to understand this, though? What is the significance of understanding what your top 10 or your top five strengths are? I'm gonna read a couple of things from the website. This is what it says. Because Clifton Strengths, this assessment answers the question, who am I? Who am I? I just told you about Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah who he was. He told him, I formed you. I called you. I named you. I gave you an assignment, and that's what you're going to do. And so not to say, I don't want to equate that with saying that this is the voice of God, but this is just a tool. Again, it's just a tool that will help you to be able to identify a few things that make you unique. The online test measures the intensity of your talents in each of the 34 themes. And those 34 themes represent what people do best. They categorize all that's right with us, distilled down to 34 different themes. So it's important to take that, and these themes will be broken down, and I'll share a few of mine. And so there's so many different things. And so one of the reasons that we do this is because, or one of the reasons that Gallup has introduced this is because it's typical for people or for organizations. And when we talk about leadership development, we talk about improving others. Typically, we focus in on people's weaknesses. We typically focus in on people's weaknesses. Most of the times when you do an assessment or you do a review, think about the review that you might have had in for a job. You had a review and they focused in on your weaknesses. They may have given you a couple of strengths. They said that, you know, you're good at this and good at that. But the majority of the time was spent talking about what you need to improve upon. Why? Because that's typically what we do. We focus in on weaknesses. Most of the things that we assess, we tend to gravitate towards our weaknesses. Why? Because it's in our nature to critique ourselves. It's in our nature to critique ourselves. We're automatically looking at what's wrong, what we can do better, what we don't have, what we need to get, what we need to acquire, instead of us looking at what we have. Remember what God said to Moses. Moses was saying, how am I going to go before Pharaoh? How am I going to do this? And God said to him, what is in your hand? What do you have? And you have strength in your hand. Keep that in mind. Very important for us to think about that. The conventional approach to personal development is that you maintain your strengths and work on fixing your weaknesses. That's typically how we here in America, especially, that's what we focus in on. Maintaining your strengths and working on fixing your weaknesses. That's typically how we approach our personal development. Well, this assessment, Clifton Strengths, helps us to change our mindset on that. And we recognize that a person's talents do more than make them a unique individual. Actually, a person's talents will help them to become better. And a strengths-based approach to development is focusing in on developing a person's talents into strengths and managing weaknesses. In other words, those things that you are talented at, those things that you are gifted at, those things that you are inclined to do, you strengthen those, you work on those, you develop those innate responses that you have, the way that you are inclined to behave, you work on developing those for the good so that you become a stronger person, you become a stronger leader, you perform better. instead of focusing in on your weaknesses. So what do you do about weaknesses? You manage your weaknesses. You manage your weaknesses. In other words, your strengths are developing in such a way that when your weaknesses want to rise up, when those weaknesses want to take over, your strengths are what are used to be able to manage those weaknesses. In other words, it helps you to be able to control. You identify, you know what your weaknesses are, but you are able to identify your strengths and make sure that you walk in your strengths, operate in your strengths, and do not yield to your weaknesses. We say this type of things in church, We talk about this, but yet we really don't operate like that sometimes. Because what we'll say, we'll talk about how it's important for us to recognize that God loves us, or to recognize that you are created, you are uniquely created, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. All of these things we say. These are the things that we say. We're saying that we should focus in on our strengths and the beauty that God has created us in. He created us in His own image. All of these things, this is what we say. But then when it's time to perform, it is as if we focus in on our weakness, or we start walking in our weaknesses at times when we don't clearly know how to develop the strengths that we have. And so let me explain that. The best way for me to explain that is to share this with you. So there are 34 themes. There are 34 themes, 34 of these themes. So when you take this assessment, when you go onto Gallup.com, but don't do it too soon, because I have a discount. I have a discount being a certified coach that I want to offer to all the listeners of Church Unfiltered. All of the clients of Breakthrough Ministry Consulting will be able to get this discount through me, because I want to coach you. I want to walk through this with you. I want to be able to do this because my goal is to develop leaders for real. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to help you to develop your leadership ability in a real and tangible way. So these 34 themes, again, I mentioned to you, the top 10 is what is basically how you are naturally inclined to react, to respond, to lead. And then the top 5 is what we focus in on. We develop those. We help you to develop those, or I will help you to develop those and be able to walk in those strengths. And then if you're part of a team, you understand, if you are part of a team that also it's a strengths-based team, then you can know how the person next to you operates. You can identify some things with them. So my top 5, I want to give you my top 5. My top 5 are relator, responsibility, intellection, deliberative, and connectedness. Now, for you, those of you who are not familiar with Strengths Finders, you're not familiar with Gallup, Clifton Strength, That meant nothing to you. That meant nothing to you. But I want you to do your research. I want you to go on to Gallup.com. I want you to do your research even before you sign up through us. And even before we begin to enter into coaching, I want to do that for you. And we're going to talk about that even more throughout other episodes. But I want to develop leaders. And so mine, relator, responsibility, intellection, deliberative, and connectedness. These 5, as a result of my assessment, these are the results of my assessment, suggest that I lead a certain way. I want you to hear this. And those of you who know me, I want you to listen to this and see if this sounds about right. I want you to listen. So relator is my top strength. It's my top strength. It's in my top 5. It's the top 1. Relator simply said people that have a high score in relator are people exceptionally talented. In this theme, enjoy close relationships with others. They find deep satisfaction in working hard with friends to achieve a goal. These are individuals. In other words, these are individuals who may not be the people that you're going to see making or going and introducing themselves to a bunch of folks and all over the place and doing, but they have deep, meaningful relationships. You might see these individuals always around the same individuals. You see them around a certain group of people. It's not that they're being standoffish. It's not that they're being anything, but they develop deep relationships and they get a lot done with those relationships. A couple of characteristics about a relator. A relator is genuine and authentic. Genuine and authentic. I hear people say that about me. I don't try to do that. That is just who I am. I'm genuine, authentic. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you I'm not being rude. I'm not doing any of those things. I'm just who I am. That's who I am. And sometimes it could even seem like it's a boring thing because people wonder, there has to be something else. There has to be this is pretty much me. And that's who I am. So that's a relator, someone who is a relator. Relators love close, caring, mutual relationships. Relators don't do well with initial social discomfort of meeting someone new, I can relate, but pun intended, to that. We don't necessarily do well with meeting new people. So any of you who meet, it's not that we don't, it's just that's not how we are inclined. Some people are just wired. They love meeting new people all the time. They love meeting new people. That's a thing. They will go up to someone and talk to someone. They never met a stranger. That's how it is. And with relators, they tend to be more focused in on those deep, meaningful relationships. Okay, so that's relator. And I'm gonna talk about how this all applies to me as a leader. Responsibility. It's this responsibility thing takes ownership of what they say they will do, and in particular psychological ownership. In other words, very serious about what they do. They are committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. Those who are high in responsibility, who score high in responsibility, more than likely are wired like that. They are people who are going to have your back. They're going to be responsible. They're going to be trustworthy. They're going to be to earn the respect of others. That's who they are. Those people, hear this, need to be able to have freedom. They need freedom to take ownership of that, of their role, their responsibility. That's what they are wired to do. My third one is intellection. Intellection is these individuals who score high on there are introspective and appreciate intellectual discussions. That's why I'm doing Church Unfiltered podcast. That these folks have a bunch of content. They have a lot of thoughts in their head. They are always thinking. They're always processing. They're always doing something, always thinking about something and reflecting on something and meditating upon something. So that's intellection. Deliberative is the fourth one. Deliberative. People that are high in deliberative or have this as a strength are described by the serious care that they take in making decisions or choices. There's probably a family member or friend that has known me all my life that say that's why he takes forever in answering a question. So someone can ask me a question and I take my time answering it. Now that might just be 45 seconds, but that seems like an eternity for the person that asked the question. But what I'm doing is I'm being careful. I'm being deliberative about how I answer that question. All right. So that's one thing. We do not like those who are high and deliberative do not like being rushed to give an answer. We do not like doing it. And that's why that's important to know. You know, that kind of thing. That's a strength, though. That's a strength, because what we are doing, it's understanding, making sure we understand before we speak. The Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about making sure that a wise man is slow to speak. Basically, you don't just spurt out anything or spit out anything. You make sure you take your time. And the final one, the fifth one is connectedness. Connectedness is for those who are high in connectedness. They believe there are a few coincidences and that almost every event has meaning. That used to be spirituality, and they changed that, broadened it to connectedness. So there's obviously an understanding that there are things greater than us, that everything is connected, that we all matter to each other, and it is that we are all human beings connected to each other. So there's a spiritual aspect to that. All right, so I gave you my five. I gave you my five, my top five. That my top five basically is suggesting that I am the type of leader who I am going to be loyal, I am going to be committed, I'm going to be dedicated to my assignment. But I recognize, listen to this, if I am not able to do my assignment, that causes me some stress, some strain. I need to be able to do what I am called to do. If I'm not able to do that, then I probably will move on and do what I need to do or find where I can do that. Also, it helps me it shows that I'm also, even when I do that, if I have moved on from one place to the next, or if I do that, I always stay connected. I always stay in relationship with the people that I was overseeing, or the people that I was connected to. That always remains everywhere I go, that there's still connection to people, because that's how I'm wired. And I make sure of that. That's a commitment that I have, because relationship is everything for me. So if I am committed to someone, if I am working with someone, I am going to make sure that I keep that connection. So me as a leader, I'm the executive pastor at a church. As a leader, how responsibility plays in is that I will make sure that I do what I am told to do. That's why I'm trusted by pastors, because pastors know I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to be faithful. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not trying to take the church. I'm not trying to do it. That's not even remotely in my mind, because I'm not wired like that. I'm wired to be responsible and do what I am called to do. That's who I am. And I am wired to also build relationship with people, with individuals. So if there's a pool of people, a circle of people that I have relationships with, and I don't have to talk to them every day, all that kind of thing, whatever, but they know that I am totally committed to them. So here's why I wanted to point all of that out. I mean, as we prepare to wrap this episode up, all of these things that I know, I can go on and on. There's so much more that I could say about that. So much more that I could say about that, even for my own top five. When you know your top five, when you know your strength, when you know that, then you can begin to develop that. You can begin to work on that. Each of these has a blind spot. There's some things that could come along. And because I am a person who likes deep, meaningful relationships, I have to be on the lookout to make sure that I don't exclude anyone. That's a blind spot. That because I'm focused in on a group of people that I am comfortable with, I have to be careful that I don't alienate people I'm not comfortable with. You get that? And so this helps to develop me as a leader. But doing that requires me to work on it. Doing that requires me to be able to understand it. And so here's what I want to do as we close out this episode. I want to challenge you today. I want you to email me if you are interested in learning your strengths, taking the assessment, being coached, all of that. I want you to email me at info@breakthroughonline.org, info@breakthroughonline.org. I want you to put in the subject line, Gallup assessment. And here's what I want us to do. It's going to all be up on my website soon. By the time some people might hear this, they may hear this later on. It should be up on the website, my website. You could go to breakthroughonline.org, or you can go to anthonycobbs.com. It is going to take you to the same place. But I want you to email me right now at info@breakthroughonline.org. And here's what I want to do. I want to offer you the discount code, the assessment. There's a fee for the assessment that you have to pay Gallup. But with my code, you will receive a discount. Then what we will do is we will set up a coaching session so that we can go through your results and I can begin to help you to understand what those results mean to you. And then I'll get to know your context. Now, there is a fee associated with that, but we'll talk about that when you email me. I don't want you to worry about that. I'm committed. I'm committed. That's that responsibility strength. I'm committed to making sure that God's people have an idea of how they are wired, how they are responding to things, and how they can be even better leaders. So I don't want you to worry about any kind of fee and everything like that. Obviously, this is my business. This is what I do. So there will be a fee associated with it, but that's not our primary focus. My primary focus is to help you to be able to get what you need. So encourage you to email me with that. We're going to talk about it some more in future episodes when I bring on a couple of other coaches. We're going to talk about some things in a future episode. But I wanted to touch base with you about leadership development. And this is one of the best tools, absolutely one of the best tools to help you to get to know how you're wired. And then with coaching will help you to be able to lead others and be able to pour into others. I encourage every church, every business to consider becoming a strengths-based organization. A strengths-based organization. In other words, requiring this of all your staff, all your leadership, for them to be able to understand this, bring in a coach such as myself, come in, be able to help you to develop your team. There's so many resources that could help you to develop you and your team. I am excited about this. I know you hear it in my voice. I'm excited about it. Using the Gallup Strengths Assessment and all the models that come along with it. So many things that we can talk about. But I'm going to leave it there. I want you to email me at info@breakthroughonline.org. And let's get started. Let's get started. There's a fee again associated with the test. You have to pay for that through Gallup. But if you have my code, you will get a discount. And then there is a small fee for the coaching session. But we're committed to helping you to be the best leader that you can possibly be. info@breakthroughonline.org. Email me if you are interested. Those of you who know how to contact me, I'm in San Antonio. Would love to sit down with you. Love to be able to help you. I do the coaching sessions via Zoom, and I will equip you with some things that will help you. And all of that is because of this great research and great information provided by Gallup. And I'll throw in some additional things as well, some things that I have developed as well. All right. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you. So pastors, leaders, business owners, all of it. And pass this on. Let them know. Email me, Dr. Anthony Cobbs at info@breakthroughonline.org. And let's set it up. Let's see how you're wired. And let's see how we can help you be a better leader. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you for joining us on Church Unfiltered.
Thank you for listening to Church Unfiltered with Dr. Anthony Cobbs. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. For more resources related to today's topic, visit churchunfiltered.com or follow Dr. Anthony Cobbs on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.